All today.
Control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight, Becky Akers. She's always just Johnny on the spot when it comes to the latest on those crazy cats over the TSA.
Yeah, she's after the TSA hard.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad somebody's paying attention because
We can read something on the air.
Yeah, she does a really good job of keeping an eye on these guys, the Transportation Security Administration. You know them. They are the guys that are at the airports here in America. If you've never been to an airport in the last 6 or 7 years, consider yourself, I guess it's been about 6 years now, consider yourself lucky. You haven't had to take your shoes off or your belt off or your laptop out of your case and have orders barked at you by these goons. And it's all, as we pointed out several times, security theater. The statistics bear it out. The fact is that these guys can't catch everything that goes through. In fact, they can't even catch the majority of things that go through. When they're tested by their own organization, by the Red Team or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's called the Red Team. As a matter of fact, there's a recent article that we got that said in Denver, they actually missed 90% of the guns, knives, and bombs the Red Team tested. That's a TSA organization. They tested themselves on.
Usually,
they don't give that information out. It has to be sort of leaked. But, that's what happens.
They usually fluctuate, so, 70 to 90%.
Yeah, sometimes they might even catch half just to keep their numbers up. But that means that if you want to get a bomb, if you're a terrorist organization and you want to get a bomb on a plane, now, I don't understand what putting a bomb on a plane is going to do as far as terrorizing America. You're never, ever going to fly airplanes into buildings in America again.
Sure.
The passengers simply won't allow it. But if you want to get a bomb on a plane, well, all you have to do is send two terrorists.
As long as, send two terrorists and don't bring any blocks of cheese. As you'll find out here in a moment, they're pretty good at catching blocks of cheese.
Oh, yeah. The baby bottles.
Did you hear about the cheese thing?
No. Nope.
Okay, yeah, because I hadn't either until I read this from Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com. The bureaucrats who expect us to believe that lipstick and Listerine become weapons of mass destruction once we carry them aboard airplanes want us to accept the same baloney regarding cheese. That's right. Cheese. The magnificent marriage of milk and mold, that creamy ambrosia, brimming with fat and flavor, is the newest threat to American aviation.
There is nothing that tastes quite as good as cheese.
I do love cheese. According to the Transportation Security Administration, every time we think our rulers can't get any sillier, they go the extra mile and prove us wrong.
Now, when I was in Las Vegas, we went to lots of fancy restaurants.
Sure.
On SACL CAI, my friend Jason is... Mm-hmm. His dad, Mike. And Mike's a bit of a connoisseur.
A cheese connoisseur?
Everything connoisseur. He seems to like it all. He likes his wine, he likes his cheese, he likes the whole deal. He even partook in some extraordinarily expensive vodka while we were there. $750 a bottle.
Goodness.
Anyway, on with the cheese. Mike got a big plate of tasting-type cheese things for us to try, and mm-hmm. I tried them all, and some were very good. I'll definitely say so. Some were just potent and... some didn't taste good at all.
Got it.
But, it just shows how poor my breeding is when I just really like cheddar.
Yeah. I do like Munster cheese. I like that a lot.
I'm not sure, but I know I like cheddar. I know I like Colby.
What kind of cheddar, though? Is it the hard cheddar, the sharp cheddar?
I found my cheddar sharp and then sort of not quite crumbly. I don't like it crumbly.
I like the sharp cheddar myself. Dairy first turned scary, apparently, on July 20th when the TSA published its internal newsletter, Transportation Intelligence Gazette, or the TIG.
I bet this thing's just full of facts and figures.
Like everything
made
else
up ones.
About the agency, this rag is suspect in all details. First, there's its circulation. The TSA claims it goes to, quote, our 43,000 officers. Those simian savages pawing you and your bags at airports, federal air marshals, and local law enforcement partners. Who knew these goons were literate? Says Becky. Then there's its editorial. Let's just say it'll never win awards for accuracy. This particular issue devoted 3 pages to, quote, a surge in recent suspicious incidents at U.S. airports. the surge turned out to be four. Count them, four such incidents nationwide over the last 11 months. So that's what they're defining as a surge in incidents. Four of them in 11 months.
Okay.
Even more absurdly.
And what incidents are these exactly?
You'll find out.
Okay.
The TIG dignified this handful as an increase in number that has raised concern. Apparently they forgot the D on the word raised. Here they are. On the 5th of July, 2007, San Diego, California, a U.S. person, which they refer to as a USPER, all in caps, checked baggage containing two ice packs covered in duct tape. The ice packs had clay inside them rather than the normal blue gel. 4th of June, 2007, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The carry-on baggage of a U.S. PER contained several items resembling IED components, such as a wire coil wrapped around a possible initiator, an electrical switch, batteries, three tubes, and two blocks of cheese. Huh, whoa, says Becky. Folks packing cheese in the dairy capital of the nation. Talk about menacing. 8th of November, 2006, Houston, Texas. A U.S. person's checked baggage contained a plastic bag with a 9-volt battery, wires, a block of brown clay-like minerals, and pipes. Wires?
What are they doing with this?
I don't know.
I just don't know what. It's amazing what you find in people's luggage. You know, you're just going to find underpants in mine.
Ish. Becky says, uh-oh, wires. Good thing screeners in Long Beach, California were on their unconstitutional toes when they detected wires in a checked bag on Thursday. The airport was evacuated. Cops, firefighters.
Because of a 9-volt battery and some wires?
And a bomb squad swarmed. Flights were delayed for an hour and a half. The suspicious wires belonged to a video game. TSA spokesgal Jennifer Pepin chirped, "It certainly was nothing, but it certainly looked like something." Are we talking about the wires or the TSA? And finally, the fourth incident.
That really sums up the TSA, you know?
It looks like they're doing something,
but it's not. Yeah. It's not security. It's security theater. I think
and
it's
it costs
the best
a lot.
Term. Oh, yeah.
A load. Billions of dollars.
Sure. I mean, you can't have all those people standing around doing nothing for free.
Finally, 16th of September 2006, in Baltimore, Maryland, the checked baggage of a couple contained a plastic bag with a block of processed cheese taped to another bag holding a cellular phone charger. Here we go with cheese again, says Becky, and the tape, which you might think the TSA would favor rather than fear, after all its parent bureaucracy, the Department of Homeland Security, is so fond of duct tape, its director once implied we could win the war on terror if only we stockpiled enough of it.
Why?
Remember they were telling you to duct tape your house up with a bunch of plastic or something like that?
Yeah.
Keep yourself safe from dirty bombs or whatever. She says, "I see nothing here but five Americans who pack as idiosyncratically as the rest of us. One man's towed along treasure is another man's trash. And that's why I'll never work for the TSA. Among the Velveeta and old patched-up electronics, those crackerjacks discerned terrorists conducting pre-attacked security probes and dry runs similar to dress rehearsals. As further proof, the TIG listed examples of prior terrorism, alleging that dry runs accompanied each." Well, the usual lickspittles rushed to corroborate this paranoia. Michael Greenberger, director for the Center for Health and Homeland Security at the University of Maryland, yes, a place supposedly devoted to scholarship, actually squanders space and money on such tomfoolery. He fretted, quote, "I don't know why you would connect a cell phone charger to a piece of cheese. The facts as described can lead to no other..."
They didn't connect them. Two bags were taped together. Isn't that correct? That's how you described it.
There were two
different bags, and they were taped together. To me, look, I just came up with a scenario on my own here, is what if they were out boating? If you get things wet, I often put things in plastic bags when I go boating, because I don't want my cell phone to not work again.
Sure. Who knows?
So let's say they put the cell phone charger in there to keep it from getting damaged. Then they thought, ooh, we'll have a little lunch.
So they brought
some cheese. So they decided, to keep them from floating apart, we'll stick them together.
It's an idea. What would be really nice is if we could actually get some comments from the individuals who were under suspect here and
sure.
get their explanations for what was going on. But,
well, if you've had any strange scenarios with the TSA, tell us what they thought and tell us what you thought, and it'd be interesting to see what the differences are.
800-259-9231. But there is more to this story. In fact, we'll meet one of these customers. We do have at least one of their details. Sarah Weiss, who's a 66-year-old mother, she was the one with the ice packs. We'll talk about her case and the details in that. Take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and get them for free, at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project.
It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're talking about the TSA and the latest surge, as they called it, the latest surge in incidents, suspicious incidents. The surge, according to Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com, is actually four incidents. And those four incidents weren't in a week's time, but in 11 months' time. So, I don't know if I would agree that that's necessarily a surge, but apparently it's
up. Doesn't seem like a surge to me.
And the four incidents involved things like batteries, blocks of cheese, ice packs that allegedly had clay inside them. We'll find out more about those ice packs here in a moment. But what's interesting is who was speaking up to come to the TSA's defense in this particular case. One guy from the Center of Health and Homeland Security at the University of Maryland said that the facts, as described, can lead to another conclusion that these are dry runs. Becky Akers says, yo, Mikey, get a clue. The TSA's facts as described are seldom the facts as they actually happen. Remember, this is a government agency you're dealing with here. You think they're going to be honest with you about all the things that go on? They're going to embellish. They're going to make things sound bigger than they actually are. Gullibility also gushed from CNN's American Morning, which swallowed the TSA's fishy tale hook, line, and sinker, as most media agencies do.
Oh, well, yeah, they don't. You know, they might do a little investigative reporting when it comes to the rest of us.
Right.
But when the government releases some kind of press release, they just read that thing verbatim.
Right. No, they never question the state and whatever they have to say. Anyway, CNN's American Morning wasted its audience time with critical new questions about whether terrorists could be turning to ice packs, batteries, and blocks of cheese to test security for a future attack. Then it gave one of Leviathan's stooges another chance to strut his asininity. CNN anchor says, joining me now is Clark Kent Irvin. He's the former Inspector General at the Department of Homeland Security, and he's also the author of Open Target, Where America is Vulnerable to Attack. So, Clark, should this latest advisory by the TSA be troubling us? Yes, John, I think so. This is really out of the ordinary. The passengers, many of them, meaning five of them, didn't have convincing explanations. The fact that there have been so many incidents, remember he's talking about four, incidents now.
In 11 months.
Right. The advisory refers to it as a surge and the fact that Al-Qaeda has this pattern of testing, doing dry runs, dress rehearsals, before attacks, all adds up to a very troubling picture. There is cause for concern. No question about that.
So, are they really saying, you know, pardon me if I don't quite get this, but are they really saying that because there's been four incidents over 11 months that somehow cheese is suspect?
That's right. People bringing blocks of cheese and ice packs and wires are apparently testing the TSA to see if they can sneak bombs through. That's the allegation.
That's crazy.
Let's meet one of the terrorists fraying Superman's nerves. Sarah Weiss.
So this is one of the four people in 11 months that attempted to bring a block of cheese on.
One of the alleged dry run people. She's a 66-year-old mother from Long Island. She flew to San Diego earlier this summer carrying ice packs. Why? Well, she has a bad back.
Makes sense.
Sarah is a...
Ice packs make, you know, they relieve inflammation. It's good for you.
Now, she's a thrifty soul who uses it up, wears it out, and makes do. Her old, leaky ice packs had lots of holes and lots of clear, not duct tape, as the TSA claimed it was, clear tape
packing
covering
tape.
Those holes. Correct. The packs were in her carry-on for her trip west, leading the TSA's thugs in New York to harass her.
So the packs could have contained something besides whatever that goop is inside ice packs.
That's the allegation. Americans no longer admire thrift. They confuse it with being cheap. I imagine Sarah was embarrassed at having to justify her frugality to government bullies before a line of peering passengers. Hoping to avoid further hassle, she entrusted the ice packs to her checked luggage for the flight home. Big mistake. As she told ABC News, quote, I was showing my boarding pass to the ticket agent, ready to walk down the hall into the plane when she said, oh, are you Sarah Weiss? And I said, yeah. And suddenly policemen appeared out of nowhere. They detained Sarah, as they have thousands of other innocent people, interrogating her for 3 hours.
3 hours over a patched up ice pack. Now, hold on just a second.
Uh-huh.
Rather than interrogating her, why don't they do what they do with everybody who has a liquid that's unauthorized that they're bringing on, an opened liquid?
Make them throw it away?
Just make her throw it away and let her go.
But they thought she could have been part of an Al-Qaeda plot. She was testing their security, Mark. That's what they thought.
But hold on. They have her name. They took her ID. They have all the information they need on what sounds like a
You'll
little old lady.
Out here. They had some important questions to ask Miss Evans.
Like
just you wait.
Bunch of crap.
So they interrogated her for 3 hours in the bowels of the San Diego airport, as she describes it. Sarah continued, quote, "The first thing the cop said after introducing himself was, 'Do you know Osama bin Laden?' And I thought, what? At first I thought it was a ridiculous statement, and then I started to realize, he's serious. I better answer. So I said, I wish I knew where he was, because I'd love to have that multi-million-dollar bounty on his head. Her quip didn't keep the officials from calling in a hazmat team to test her beleaguered ice packs before releasing her. Can you believe that?
Mm.
That's how insane these people are.
Hazmat.
They are
asking
a 66-year-old mother who's got ice packs in her carrier. At that point, she'd stowed it in her stowaway bag. They're asking her if she knows Osama bin Laden.
It's nuts. I mean, why would an ice pack make it so that you know Osama bin Laden?
Or as though any real terrorist operative would sit there and say, "You got me." Yeah, of course I know him.
Is there any possibility that these people just are trying to justify their jobs? They're grasping at straws to justify their jobs that they're interviewing. How old is this woman?
66.
66. Mm-hmm. A 66-year-old woman for having a taped up, not even an ice pack, cold pack.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous. It's crazy.
Even the TSA should have realized by now that an older lady with a bad back posed no threat to anyone. But the agency files incident reports.
Did they consider this to be, because the one guy earlier had said that they had crappy explanations for why they had this stuff. Did they consider an old woman with a bad back having ice packs a bad explanation?
They filed a report. They filed an incident report, so poor Sarah wasn't allowed to fade back into obscurity, as all the rest of us are, who have to throw away our liquids and that sort of thing. Instead, her ice packs found their way into the TSA's Goofy Gazette, their internal publication.
They don't call it the Goofy Gazette, do they?
And no, that's her adjective. Exaggerated and falsified as an example of the perils endangering American aviation. Quote, TSA Administrator Kip Hawley said that the document was meant to get screeners to be more open-minded about potential threats. He wants them to look for materials that aren't banned but could be dangerous. Careful there, Kip. They might start looking for you. Incredibly, the TSA's own security director at San Diego's airport refuted the official version of Sarah's story. A cop there also dismissed the TIG's account as a little bit off. The ice packs contained the standard blue gel, not clay, as the TSA had claimed in their report. Well, I guess they could have claimed that it would look like C4 or some sort of, high explosive or something like that. But it wasn't clay. It wasn't even close. They embellished it. They lied. They're scum. 800-259-9231. A little bit more on this story, and we'll talk to Scott and your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Do you have a TSA health story for us?
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Decisions, decisions. Your technicians just delivered the bad news. Your engine needs major work. Now what do you do? When I come back, it's the automotive version of Let's Make a Deal.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
As Monty would say, do you choose door number 1, 2, or 3 to solve your engine dilemma? Behind door number 1 is repairing your engine, and door number 2 opens to a new car. But behind door number 3 is another alternative. A remanufactured engine can make your car run like new and increase its trade-in value. The cost? $1,200 to $2,500, equivalent to taxes and surcharges alone on some new luxury cars. But just like the TV version of Let's Make a Deal, consider all your options before making your decision. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. And whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we will clue you in via the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. I sent one out today, as a matter of fact. It being the first day of the month, it's time for voting. Because every new month, the voting totals are reset over at podcastalley.com. And we need you to go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. However, that's something we do on a monthly basis. This month is also extra special.
Oh, no, this isn't time for the Podcast of the Year Awards, is it?
It is Podcast Awards time, and in fact, we're actually a couple days late on getting started with this.
That's
because
bad news.
With Podcast Awards, you can vote every single day. You can vote once per day for the entire voting period, which only lasts through August 11th, so less than 2 weeks from now, the voting window will be over. What you need to do is go to podcastawards.com. Scroll down the page. We're a little ways down in the political category, and there's several people in the running this year. Usually there's only 4 or 5. Now they've got like 8 or 9. And so we definitely need you to go and vote at least once, if not once a day, at podcastawards.com. We have won the award two times in a row. The two
let's
times
three,
it's been
yes.
available. Yeah, let's make it three.
As the guy who does the sales for Free Talk Live, I've got to say, it's really, really valuable, and I would hate to have to stop saying that we're the most popular political podcast on the internet, that we're the number one political podcast on the internet. It's so helpful when I'm talking to advertisers, to be able to say this. So if you're, not contributing to AMP because you don't feel like you can afford it or whatever, this is something you can do. Do it every day this month. Go and vote at podcastawards.com.
Right, and it's not even the whole month. It's 11 days. So from now through August 11th, you can vote daily at podcastawards.com for Free Talk Live in the political category.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
So then, just wrapping up a few thoughts from Becky Akers at LouRockwell.com, bringing us the latest bit of insanity from the TSA in the country's airports. The TSA is claiming there's been a surge of incidents, which really actually only means 4 in 11 months. But that's what they're calling a surge, and they only really involve people bringing cheese and ice packs on planes with them. Apparently, those are considered possible terrorist incidents. They took one lady aside, who was a 66-year-old mother, and interrogated her for 3 hours about her ice packs, asking her questions like, "Do you know Osama bin Laden?" And at first, she thought they were kidding, because who would really ask a 66-year-old woman a question like that?
Who would ask a terrorist a question like that?
Right. Even the TSA should have realized by now that the older lady with a bad back didn't pose a threat to anybody. But what's incredible is that the TSA's own security director at that airport refuted the official version of the TSA story. So the TSA published one version of the story claiming the woman had ice packs that were instead filled with clay. Turns out that's not the case. In fact, even a local police officer also disagrees with the TSA. The ice packs had the usual blue gel in them, not clay. So the TSA just makes stuff up. Anyway, it routinely makes a fool of itself, but what's more amazing is who has stood up and defended the TSA. In fact, new experts have now flocked to praise the agency so lavishly that they posted their remarks on the TSA website. Quote, "This is what the TSA should be doing, whether it turns out to be a whole bunch of harmless coincidences or part of a plot," said James Carafano, a security expert at the Conservative Heritage Foundation, who in the past has called for the TSA's abolition. Apparently, now he's calling for the Constitution's abolition.
That's strange. Why would he switch his gears like that? Somebody get to him?
That's an excellent question. He's not the only one. Another wingding, this one a Rand Corp terrorism expert, said, quote, "The TSA did their job. The police did their job. No sweat," unquote. Note that the police's job now includes interrogating elderly women after rifling their belongings without a warrant. Then there was Bruce Schneier. I think that's how you pronounce it. We've actually read an article from Bruce Schneier on this show in the past. He is a he's made a profession out of studying security. Bruce Schneier is one of the people who coined the term security theater, as I understand it.
Hmm.
He often defends freedom because it's more efficient at protecting folks than tyranny is. His lauding the TSA, then, was all the more disheartening. Here's what he had to say. Quote, "Honestly, the 4 incidents described with photos sure sound suspicious to me. Honestly, if someone has a block of cheese with wires and a detonator, I want the FBI to be called in." Unquote.
Come on, that's got to be a joke.
Honestly, Bruce, cheese is edible, not explosive. But this is what comes from arguing liberty on practical rather than principled grounds. See, Bruce Schneier isn't a principled libertarian. He's just a security expert who's determined that all of this security is a little bit too much.
So the idea that they're positing here is that the cheese could be C4 and it's just cleverly disguised as Gouda?
Something like that, yes. And finally, Becky says, "And through it all, we still don't know what variety of cheese so galvanized the TSA. The agency described it as a block. But would that be cheddar, blue, or Parmesan? I'm betting Swiss, since that's what passes for brains among the blockheads at the TSA. If you've got an airport health story, share it with us. Otherwise, we're going to the phones and taking calls about whatever you want. It's Scott in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Scott?
Hi, this is Scott from Bethlehem, Georgia. How are you doing tonight?
Great. Scott, what's on your mind?
Well, I have an interesting TSA-related story, but first I wanted to say, go Ron Paul, go.
I'm with you.
He's going.
He certainly is. Now, he's doing great.
Let me tell you about what happened here. There's an article that appeared today in the Walton County Tribune, a bizarre story. This is, you know, you can look it up online and probably get a lot more details than I can remember. But here's what happened. There was a guy hunting through a dumpster around here. He was looking for box tops for, you know, for some school thing. The school gives some money for box tops.
Mm-hmm.
And he found a briefcase that belonged to an air marshal. And he took it to the police, called the FBI. The FBI said, take it to the police station. So he took the briefcase. He went to his house on the way to the sheriff's office, and he drank a Coke, and he got his hand wet. And when he picked up the briefcase again, he got a burn on his hand that was severe enough he had to go to the hospital.
Wow.
And all it said in the article was that this briefcase belonged to an air marshal, and that they opened it up and there was some book and a cigar in it. And, you know, beyond that, I really couldn't tell you too much except, you know, to refer you to the Walden County Tribune, which I believe is available online.
How did he burn his hand? Was there some sort of chemical that reacted?
Apparently so. That's the theory, is when he got his hand wet on the Coke can, he grabbed the handle and that, you know, activated something, you know,
this
that got on there.
He was digging through. I don't believe his story. I mean, you have to be a bum to dig through a dumpster.
No, it's plausible. There's schools that give points and rewards and whatever for box tops.
You know, if you've got nothing better to do, this is not crazy talk.
I guess. Brett's a really dedicated father, though. Like,
if that's what he's
trying to get his son some extra box tops for the school, he's digging through a dumpster. I don't know.
You know, it's not books. It's usually a... volleyballs and basketballs, that kind of thing. But now, my question is, I don't know a lot about chemistry or anything like that, but could it be something that was just thrown away, hydrochloric acid or, you know, a battery or something like that that got on the handle?
That's what I think the sheriff's department is saying, is they think it was just something from the dumpster, and then when he got his hand wet, that activated what he got on his hand from digging through the dumpster.
Certainly an unusual story. Scott, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Finn in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live, Finn.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
Good,
what's
sir.
On your mind?
First of all, I have a few things I want to talk to you all about, but I just want to tell you all that I'm a kind of a new listener. I kind of discovered your podcast in the last month. I think it's great. I think y'all have a great dynamic, and y'all are, I don't know, it's refreshing for like a new kind of libertarian-leaning person like myself. So
thank
great
you.
Job.
So thank you very much, Finn. How often do we shock the crap out of you?
Well, you know, it is Ian. Ian's the one who shocks the crap out of me more often than not.
Right.
I have to admit, you have a good dynamic. Ian has a little bit more out there views, and Mark kind of reins it in, a little bit more practical. But it's good to hear both. You got to be challenged.
Yes, because it's practical to use violence on people.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But
that's the way he sees it.
That's the way it is, Mark. Don't BS with me. Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm sorry to digress. I'm a podcast listener, so I'm a few days behind the curve, but. Something that you guys used kind of an analogy. Someone called in. A lot of people call in to moan the lack of government in the free market and how things would get regulated, especially our food and stuff like that. And from my understanding, I always thought that the FDA only inspects a very, very small amount of food anyway.
Let's get into that. Hang on. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. There's the FDA, then there's the USDA, and I don't think they really do much inspection, but we'll explore.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's ACL-CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site, we do give them away, that we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. 41 categories to shop in. Lots of stuff to choose from. Great prices, great free Super Saver shipping deals on a lot of their items. It's usually you'll order over $25. If it's a qualified item, they'll ship it to you free. So get all the details on that at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, because when you shop through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. In fact, somebody posted on the Amazon thread at our bulletin board system today that he bought an entire box set of DVDs, which inevitably box sets aren't very cheap, but he did say it was the best price he could find on the entire internet, even better than eBay. Which was pretty hard to believe, but that's what he said. So I believe him.
So it's like one of those TV...
one of those things, TV series deals.
I see.
Right. So Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, great way to get the stuff you need and help the show. Let's continue with the calls. Let's go back to Finn in Mississippi. Now, Finn, you were just getting into a point about the FDA and testing, or the FDA and food processing facilities. Go ahead and expound on that, if you would.
Well, you guys used an analogy last week, and I thought it was brilliant, and I thought it was a perfect example, and I wanted to call and tell you that I thought it was great, and you should use it in the future, and it was the Underwriters Laboratory.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a great it is a great one.
It seems like, you know, the FDA, the USDA, whoever, you know, inspects our food, probably not that much of it anyway, from what I understand. Well, it's government-funded. They don't have any – they're not incentivized to make any profit, so – you know, I was actually putting together a lamp today, and I saw that UL sticker, and it reminded me of that analogy, because if you had a company that could get into it and make profit, you know, obviously, like you guys have said 100 times, they'd be incentivized to do a great job, and mm-hmm. then since they're making profit, they could expand to any market where their product, their service was wanted, and maybe they could inspect, you know, up to 50% of our food instead of 4, you know, or some.
Now that I know what it is, I notice it in all kinds of places. I was at the gas pump the other day, and at the bottom of the pump, there was the UL logo. And I thought, my gosh, they don't just do toasters. I mean,
they do
everything.
You can't get away from it.
Yeah. Right. Ian and I knew a guy that we worked with at the radio station in Sarasota, Florida. His name was Scott the Burnout, and he was a government inspector. Now, I believe he was a state
citrus inspector.
Yeah, state government inspector, and he inspected citrus trees for canker and
whatever,
the fruit
bugs,
flies and that kind of thing. So he'd hang little fruit fly traps on some trees. But largely what he did was drive around, smoke pot, and listen to hard rock music, because... You know, there really wasn't any kind of check or balance on how many trees he inspected.
Right. And all that they did was look at the mileage on his vehicle to tell that he'd been out working.
And if he were to report that, hey, there's just not enough trees for me to inspect, maybe they'd fire him. You know?
Yeah. It's just
sounds like a pretty sweet deal.
I mean, if any time you look into government inspection services, whether it be the FDA, when you're dealing with the FDA, you've got essentially the FDA acts as a protection agency for established medical providers, established pharmaceutical companies. It prevents other people from getting into the business. And then you've got the health department in your local town, which everybody thinks that if it weren't for the health department, then their local favorite restaurant would be poisoning them. Why it is that people think that way, I don't really understand, considering you wouldn't really want to poison your customers.
Right. It doesn't take too many times. The health department doesn't prevent food poisoning because people get food poisoning all the time at restaurants. It happens every day here in America. I mean, why don't we fire the health department?
My favorite health department.
People just don't go back to places that they got sick from eating at.
My favorite health department story has to be the one out of New York City, where it was the next day after the health department had been in there inspecting, which, by the way, in any given city, go into a restaurant or talk to a restaurateur you know and ask him how often he's inspected by the health department. If he's not being politically targeted for retaliation in some way, he'll only be inspected maybe once, maybe twice a year. So this I think it was a Subway / KFC or something like that in New York City, they had gone in, the health inspector had gone in, and then the next day, a TV station caught footage of rats running all over the floor during the night when the place was closed. It was just incredible. I mean, the government's just useless for these things.
Hey, one more thing I'd like to talk to you guys about. I don't know if you've heard about this. In Shreveport, Louisiana, you probably are up on this, there is a lawyer who was kind of challenged by his friend with the assumption that the income tax was kind of a sham. You know, it was a scam. It was completely bogus. And he investigated it for 2 years and came to the conclusion that, guess what, it is a scam. And he refused to file his tax returns after that, and he ended up having a case. You know, the IRS started harassing him, and he ended up winning a jury trial.
Yep,
yeah,
that's
so
right.
I think that's great. Maybe that could... maybe that becomes a trend, and I'm sure you guys have kept up with that, but that would be great if that became a trend.
I did keep up on it, and we read it on the air, actually. And then I got a little more investigation. Guy I would consider sort of my libertarian mentor, Bill Westmiller, the president of the Republican Liberty Caucus, he wrote an article on it. And essentially what happened when you go through and read the entire case is that the guy claimed to not have known that he was, that it was a fraudulently filed report. And it turns out that he could prove that he didn't know that it was a fraudulently filed report or that he didn't file or whatever. So I guess it was sort of like a miscommunication between he and his secretary. It wasn't really a landmark case to destroy the IRS, unfortunately.
Well, that's sad.
Well, yes. Either way, the point's still valid. What Finn's talking about here, and that is that it can't be legitimate because there's a prohibition against slavery in this country, and the whole thing is essentially a big scam on the American people. Because if it's prohibited that you be a slave in America, then you must somehow be volunteering in to this whole income tax deal in the first place.
I would totally agree with you, but the courts have not, because at this point the courts have not sabotaged their own Internal Revenue Service.
Right, because they're all working together on the scam.
Of course they are.
Right.
We actually, my family got in a situation a few years back. We got out of it, but we got a tax lien slapped on us. And I can remember my mom getting really upset one time because they were going over, they dig into your life and go over all your assets. And
that's awful.
She looked at him and talked about the college accounts, and the IRS lady she was talking to flat out told her, "Well, your children don't need to go to college." You know, it was just this really, really painful, intrusive experience, and it's still, even though it's satisfied and should be off, it's still on some of the credit reports, and we get hassled about it sometimes. So it's a pain in the ass, and I hate the IRS.
Yeah, very good, Finn. Thank you for the call.
Anybody who's ever dealt with the IRS just loathes them. Have you ever seen a television movie or read a book where an IRS agent is the hero? Look, they are universally loathed.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the kind of person, the story that he was just telling about his mother, that's the kind of person that goes to work for the IRS. Not every time. I'm sure that there's some normal folks in there that just want to have a job. But, the kind of person that likes to look you in the eye and say, "Yeah, screw you. I don't care what happens in your life. Your money belongs to the government. I'm going to take it away just because I can." That kind of jerk. That kind of loathsome individual is the kind of person that wants to go be an auditor for the IRS.
The IRS deserves to be opposed at every turn, and the more people that actually find the courage to stand up against them, to keep the money that they earn, to not allow it to be confiscated in the first place, to not come begging for it on a yearly basis, the more people that can find that courage, the better off we'll all be, especially if they all come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project so they can back each other up if they happen to get into trouble. I also like the idea the insurance concept, where there's like an insurance pool that people who aren't paying taxes pay into, in that they are actually targeted by the IRS. They can sort of collect on the insurance to negate some of the damages. I like that idea, too.
I like the, is it WeThePeople.org, or is it GiveMeLiberty.org?
The ones with the lawsuit?
Right, the We the People organization at GiveMeLiberty.org. They have filed a lawsuit that says basically, they've redressed some grievances with the government having to do with 9/11. The government should answer some questions having to do with that, having to do with the Iraq War, having to do with, a couple other points that they want some questions answered from the government, and they're not going to pay their taxes until they get those questions answered. And to me,
and they aren't answering them.
Right, the government has no intention of answering your questions.
Multiple opportunities.
Look, citizen, we are your government, and you will do as we say. That's how they feel. They can care less.
That's right.
So I like the idea of filing the lawsuit, and until the government redresses those grievances, at least answers the questions, which they have no intention of doing.
It doesn't seem unreasonable.
Then you withhold your taxes.
Right. That doesn't seem like an unreasonable request.
Right. I like it. It gives legitimacy to the whole idea. Even my wife, that makes some sense to her.
Let's go to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Paula. Hello.
Paula.
Hi. Hey, Paula.
You know, 60 million people are not even paying income tax anyway.
Those are the numbers that we hear.
Yeah. But you know that we're not even a United States government anymore. In 1933, we claimed bankruptcy. The monetary fund controls us. We're only in name only.
I've heard that, but it doesn't really seem to matter. They still lock up people who break their little laws.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you just should have heard the new executive order that just came down.
What's that?
Because of what's going on over there in Lebanon and Syria, the president's declaring an emergency. He wants to bring martial law so bad, it's unreal.
Here in this country, because of what's going on in Syria?
Yeah. Lebanon.
Not a surprise. He's been working towards it, Paula. Thank you for the call. Hour number two is on the way. That was just the case. He's been putting all the pieces in place for martial law in America, the Military Commissions Act, the Defense Authorization Act, destroying habeas corpus, giving the military the ability to police the streets. It's scary stuff. Hour two's coming up.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What if I